Hey everyone, it's Linda. I know that this is a difficult time, and for many people, being under stress means feeling alone, feeling isolated, particularly in these times, and feeling that the thing that is causing you the most stress is all you can think about. It takes up your whole inner screen. Now, one of the ways that we can make stress less hurtful and more helpful is to just take a bigger picture, to let more information in. It's hard to do all by yourself. But there's a really easy, natural way of understanding that all the people you need, you already carry within you, and that you can use your imagination or your memory, whatever you're comfortable thinking of it as, to bring these people into awareness, not just to be a connection, but to be a perspective on the strengths you own that you could be applying in this situation that is so stressful. So to do this exercise, sit back, put your feet flat on the floor, and begin by taking a few relaxed breaths. And as you sit there breathing, just imagine that you are standing on a deck somewhere in a beautiful part of cottage country. You're overlooking a lake, or maybe it's just a pond or a river, but it's absolutely gorgeous. The sun is just starting to set over the water, and you're watching the way the sunlight and the colors of the sunset interact with the movement of the water, and it's just mesmerizing. Now, as you look at the water, you see a dock, or it might just be a big rock. Somewhere down by the water, there's a person sitting, and they are just also gazing out over the water, so they can't see you, they're not aware of you. But this person looks and sounds like you. And they look and sound like you in the middle of this situation that is causing you stress. And we're just going to leave them down there watching the sunset over the water. Because as you stand here up on the deck, you feel good. You feel happy and comfortable. The air is so clean and so fresh. And in the distance, you might smell food on a barbecue, or you might hear the sounds of birds or small animals. Now, in a moment, you're going to be visited by three people. Each of these people represents a connection that would really help that person you left down by the water. There may be people that are currently part of your life, people who have been close to you at any time in your life, people that you have paid attention to, even if you didn't know them well personally. Now, as you enjoy sitting here on this deck, maybe you take a sip of something nice to drink, you're watching as the daytime slides into evening. You hear footsteps over your left shoulder and you see somebody approaching you, somebody you haven't seen for a very long time, but it's somebody you really loved when you were little, when you were a child. Now this person stops in front of you and steps out of their shoes. And I want you to lift your feet, even though you're sitting, and move those feet down into the shoes this person has left. And so I want you to feel the strengths, skills, and abilities of this person moving in you and through you and becoming part of you. So you experience the world through the eyes and the ears and the heart of this person that you love. Look out over the water and feel what you love in them is now in you. Change your balance. Let it change your breath. Let it change the way you see and you hear. And as you stand there, integrating these new feelings, you hear a second person approaching, and you see someone who inspires you to be your best. this person also smiles at you and they step out of their shoes. So I want you to lift your feet again and move them physically into the shoes this person has left for you. And as you put on their shoes, you feel the strengths, skills, and capabilities of this person moving in you, moving through you, becoming part of how you breathe and how you balance, of how you see the world. And I want you to look out over the water as you feel these qualities that inspire you becoming part of you, being within you. Feel the strengths and beliefs of this person change the way you see and the way you hear. And as you enjoy that, a third person is approaching. And this is someone you love now, someone who means a lot to you. And this person too arrives in front of you, smiles at you, and takes off their shoes and moves away. And I want you to step into these shoes and experience the world through the ears and eyes and heart of this person you love. Look out over the water as you feel the strengths and beliefs of this person move in you and through you, changing your balance and your breath, changing the way you see and the way you hear. Now, as you stand there looking out on the sun as it sets on the water, the beauty of this place, at the clear air, at the fresh smells, at the quiet sounds, I want you to feel that rush of energy, of motivation, of meaning, of awareness, of love. And when you're ready, holding all of this in you, I want you to look down and see that person that you left down by the water. Call that person and watch as they turn toward you. Call again and make sure that that person begins to move towards you and that you maintain eye contact and pull them up with your words and your will until that person is standing right in front of you. And as they reach you, so they're standing in front of you on the deck, I want you to look into their eyes and smile. And then reach out and pull hard so that this person comes all the way into the shoes you are still wearing, all the way into your shoes, becoming one with you again. Notice what is changing within you as you feel all parts of you settling in and being whole and being just one person with all the gifts and resources you have been given. Know that these gifts are a part of you and that they will be waiting when you need them to move you through stress to achieve a result that satisfies you. Take a deep breath and come back into your chair. And as you do, notice what has changed in these few minutes, what you feel now that you didn't feel before, what you are able to see that you were not able to see before. And take a look at that situation and notice that you can find a way for love, for hope, for inspiration to be part of your experience. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.